Blog Talk Radio.
Peace and blessings, my beloved brothers and sisters, family and friends. I ask you to please forgive me. I am quite tired. But regardless to what I am, there's nothing I love more. And I mean that with all of who I am. There's nothing I love more than having to talk about Jesus Christ. There is nothing more important to me than that of letting us know what God has done to us, has done for us, and what he will continue to do for and to us. There's nothing greater to me than that of understanding how the Holy Spirit can bring us a revelation of who God is and what Jesus Christ is about. Nothing is more important to me. So though I am tired, I get a jolt out of being able to talk about how good God is and how wonderful Jesus has provided for us to have that which says we're going to be okay today. Allow me to pray. Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you. I love you so much. You are, Heavenly Father, that which should get all the praise and all the glory. I shout hallelujah to you, Father God. For you, Heavenly Father, has provided a pathway that causes us to be able to have a good time with you. Even in our deathbed, Father God, we can have a good time with you. Even through our pain and suffering, trials and tribulations, even through our times when we seem like nothing is ever going to go right, we can choose to have a good time with you. That saying, Heavenly Father, for this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice, is a command, Father God. That we shall rejoice is a command. I understand that. You've given us the ability to know that we can rejoice and that we should. Use me, Father God. I decrease, you increase. Bless everybody under the tone of this voice. Make it so, Heavenly Father, that each one want to stand up and shout. Not because of the preacher. No. Because of you who are the teacher. Let them come to a point, Heavenly Father, to where they know that they're going to be all right today. I thank you, Father God. And I pray for every family, everybody who's lost and going through trials and tribulations, everybody who's become destitute, lonely, confused. I'm binding in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father. Release them so they can know who our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is. In Jesus' holy and precious name, I say, amen. My beloved brothers and sisters, I went through some things today. I don't need to get into that part, but in my going through what I went through, I got to tell you, it was tiring me out. I did take a cat nap. That didn't work very well. Somebody contacted me. I had to do a little bit of moving around so that I can get to the person and let them know I'm there for them. When I got with them, they literally started to cry. And they did so because they simply said that regardless to what happened, you always put yourself last. Entirely, it's not true. there are times when I place myself first. But I do understand that God exhorts those who put themselves last. That God, being as he is, wants us to know that we should be an example like that of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who did not come to be served, but to serve. So when I look at him being who he is, find out that the more he is, the more I want to be like him. And he placed himself last so that we can look and see what first looked like. So we should do the exact of what he did so that God can exhort us. And him doing so, no man can bring us down. That's the beauty of being in the kingdom. When you allow yourself to simply say, God, have your way. Use me in whatever way you choose. And I may be scared, but have your way. And in your doing so, show the world your strength in me. As I was talking with this particular young person, I say young, I don't mean young chronologically, but young spiritually. As I was talking with this person, I come to find out that we are deeply in trouble. I speak about it quite often, mainly because God is revealing to me more and more things that enables me to see how much trouble we're in. And I got to tell you, and I mean this with all who I am, I believe that revelation is causing me to become even more ill. Though I don't claim it, because the reality is God is going to take care of all things, and he's in control of all things. It's just I have not yet caught up with that in its totality. But what I did catch up with, and what I did allow myself to accept, and what I did become motivated to do is that Jesus is our Lord and Savior. He is the Christ. And that if we allow ourselves not to be ashamed of the gospel in every facet of what we are capable of doing so, then what will happen is the devil would be more in shame. Be like that of taking your foot and crushing his neck without you having to apply much pressure. Because the more that you get rooted in the word, the greater you are destroying actors of the devil. I know positively for sure, as a matter of fact, do me a favor, please. Turn your Bibles to Romans 1:16. We're going to mess around with 16 a little bit. You'll see what I'm talking about. We're going to mess around with 16 a little bit. Romans 1:16. Thank you, Jesus. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation. For everyone who believes, for the Jew first, and also for the Greek. 17. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. I am a testimony of a man who been ill on many levels and been delivered on many levels. Is ill on some levels, and by that of faith believe that I shall be healed completely. But I also have a testimony that I know that in my illness, I refuse to allow Satan to stop me from sharing the gospel. I'm going to die to not, instead of not speaking the gospel. Kill me, take my life. Because as long as I got breath in this body, which does not belong to me, I will never be ashamed of the gospel. Because I know what the gospel, the good news, have done for me. And I believe if we allow ourselves to become gospel speakers in every facet of our lives, that we will cause the devil to bend and bow down, not to us, but to Jesus Christ, who is in us. That, along with the fact that what we would also be doing is feeling the power of what the gospel enables us to do. Because by that of the Holy Spirit, the more mature the or correction, the more we allow ourselves to use the gospel as our defense mechanism, the more mature we grow in the gospel by that of the revelation of the Holy Spirit. So none of us should be ashamed of the gospel, because it is by that power that not only do you cause Satan to back up off of you, but you also learn to stand within that power, because he wants you to be ashamed of it. Because he understands that the more you use the power of Christ, the lesser of a chance he got to slice you off. The less of a chance he got to accuse you, the less of a chance he got to attempt you so that he can accuse you. Let's go to Romans 2:16. I said we're going to play with 16 a little bit, right? We're going to Romans 2:16. And in the days when God will judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ according to my gospel. The devil wants in every shape, fashion for you to go straight to hell. I want you to hear me now. He don't want you to have to get onto that line to where it's time for you to meet our Maker. He wants you to go straight to hell. Now, if you go to Psalms, as a matter of fact, let's go there, okay? We're going to come back to Romans, but let's hang on to Psalms just for a second or so. Psalms 1. Let's just hang out there for just a second. Because the devil is something else. This is Psalms 1 and 5. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the... Excuse me. I'm reading without my glasses. And I hit a little dark spot. So let me put my glasses on and also stand a little bit more in the light. Thank you, Father God. Oh, Father God. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment. Check this out. Nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. The devil wants that. He wants to make it so that you go straight to hell. God don't want that from you. God wants you to go home. He wants you to live for all eternity. He wants you to show the devil that you are so much into speaking his word until the devil begins to cringe at the reality that you have replaced the ways of the world, the worldly ways, the worldly way of dealing with life, with that of Jesus Christ, the gospel, the good news. Now, understand this reality about this good news. When the devil comes at you with his mess, when your flesh comes at you with its mess, and you speak life by that of the gospel, you're putting the devil away from you. For the Bible says he will flee. And you're causing the deeds of your flesh to die. So that you let it know that you have dominion over it. So that you can stand up and show the devil and your fleshly desires queen or a king over sin, that which is best to be represented by, which is that of the Holy Spirit. So Jesus Christ can be shown in every shape, fashion, and form. I was watching a cartoon today. And in the cartoon, they was talking about what are the importance of a leaf. They said that the importance is this: with the help of the sun, the leaf provides the flowers with nutrients so that the flower can grow. I've never knew that. Now check this out. With the help of the sun, S-O-N, before I was talking S-U-N, but with the importance of the sun, S-O-N, he provides us with the nutrients so that spiritually we can grow on a level that we can blossom to become amazing trees, ever negative elements there may be that come our way, we in return can give oxygen, because you know that a tree is created for that purpose. That when the carbon dioxide, which is all around us, comes our way, we provide the exact opposite of it. We give that which causes a person to be able to breathe. That in order to do that, we must understand that Jesus is the vine to us being the branches. And that he feeds us and we feed the people. So that the people can see the difference between their carbon dioxide and our clean air. That causes the devil to not have the ability to have it and say, you see what that person did? I told you that person was no good. I told you that person never going to be nothing. I told you that person is going to be, I'm just going to wait for that person. Because he's an accuser. That's his job. So it doesn't matter what we go through physically. What matters is what we allow ourselves to do spiritually. I'm going to share with you Go to Jeremiah. We're going to Jeremiah 17. Thank you, Jesus. Jeremiah 17. Father God. Oh, give me more help, Lord. Thank you, Lord. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Okay. I, the Lord, this is 18. Me and my apology. I'm at 17 and 9, and I'm now going 17 and 10. I, the Lord, search the heart. I test the mind. From to give every man according to his ways. Because our Father wants us. Now, he don't have to test so he can see. Because he sees us clearly. Hebrews 4 and 13 says that. For the eyes of him is on each of us. But for us to see where we are in this walk with Jesus Christ. So that we can take a look back and say, okay, Father God, I see the errors of my ways. Let me now put this together. Now, as individuals who go to school, you learn different subjects. You write down the things in which you need to write down, things you need to remember, things you need to add on, and it goes on and it goes on and it goes on. And as you're writing these things down, you're telling yourself, I need to master these things. I need to know these things. I need to use these things in life. I need to make it so that I can possibly pass the test that shall come, so that I can move to the next grade. Don't think anything less of that with Jesus Christ, because you are going to be tested. We are all going to be tested on a daily basis. That's why we're walking out our soul salvation with fear and trembling, because it's on a daily basis that we go through things that allows us the ability to say, Father God, now I understand what you mean by saying that we all fall short of your glory. So, Father God, I got to use the gospel every day so that it can cut into me, so that it can wean me off of the things that's fleshly, so that it can allow me to become spiritual, which is what you made me to be, as opposed to fleshly, which is what I became because of sin. Okay, let's go back to moments. Check this out. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. That's 2:16, right? Let's go to Romans 3:16, and let's see what it says. Destruction and misery are in their ways. When we do not allow ourselves come the gospel, that's what we are. Destructive, miserable, we become that which is in so many ways of an illness spiritually, until literally we are really of no use. Remember the fig tree when Jesus cut it off, wouldn't grow anything. It was only now used for to put into the fire. Since you won't allow yourself to be of use for the kingdom, then what good are you? It's like what he said, if you lose the flavor, you are the salt of the earth. If you lose the flavor, then what good are you other than being trampled over by men? The gospel is your life. We need to be able to know everything we can about the gospel of Jesus Christ. We need it. It is a necessity. You know that old saying, that your life depends on it? It is real. Okay, I've got enough time to read one more to you. I'm going back to Romans 2, and I'm going to start at 13. For not the hearers of the law are just in the sight of God, but the doers of the law will be justified. None of us can make it at the level where Christ is. But because of God's grace and mercy, we shall be justified because the blood is covering us. But we must be doers and not just thinkers. Well, but what if somebody don't like how I deliver it? What if somebody don't like how I pray? What if somebody don't like this or like that? I'm not as good as that person over there. No. God said, speak as you speak, for the Holy Spirit will help you speak to him. God bless you, man. I love you so much. Take care of yourself. Bye-bye.